Giffords, a former Democratic representative who was shot in the head during a 2011 rampage in Arizona that killed six people, says the nation is counting on congressional leaders to stop gun violence.
Stopping gun violence takes courage. The courage to do what's right. The courage of new ideas. I've seen great courage when my life was on the line. Now is the time to come together. Be responsible. Democrats, Republicans, everyone. We must never stop fighting. Fight, fight, fight.
The Public Safety and Second Amendment Rights Protection Act of 2015 mirrors failed 2013 filings in the House and Senate that would mandate background checks for all commercial gun sales. They are not currently required for gun show or internet purchases. Congressman Bob Dold is a Republican from Illinois.
It makes sure that dangerous individuals aren't evading background check requirements by simply going to Google and buying and purchasing a weapon on the internet.
California Democrat Mike Thompson is a co-author along with Republican Peter King of New York. Thompson says the legislation is meant to use the current national background check system to prevent criminals, domestic abusers, and the mentally ill from buying guns.
It's pro-Second Amendment. I really want to emphasize that. As everybody who's been following this issue knows, I'm pro-Second Amendment. I'm a gun owner. And if this bill violated the Second Amendment, my name wouldn't be on it.
Other supporters of the bill include Democratic Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty of Connecticut and Kathleen Rice of New York. Esty noted during the press conference that she represents Newtown, where in 2012 a shooter killed 20 children and 6 adults at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Frankly, it's actually pretty amazing when we consider that we catch any felons. As Congressman Thompson noted, we catch over 200 people a day who are prohibited. But think of all those who do not go through. And they are disproportionately people who know that they will be not denied permission if they go through the system.
The 2013 Senate bill, led by Republican Pat Toomey, Democrat Joe Manchin, and New York's Chuck Schumer, was opposed by the National Rifle Association, which said it would have criminalized certain gun transfers between family members and lifelong friends. But the 2013 and the current legislation states that transfers between licensed spouses, parents and children, aunts and uncles, and cousins are exempt from background checks. 54 senators signed that 2013 bill when Democrats controlled Congress. 60 votes are needed for passage. But that year's House bill was never brought up for a vote. Congressman Thompson, chair of the House Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, is hopeful this time around.
I sat down with Speaker Boehner in the last session of Congress, and we had a discussion about this. We're going to continue to work with them, and hopefully we can get it on the floor.
The NRA opposes expanding background checks at the federal and state level, saying they won't stop people who are sent to prison for gun crimes. In an emailed statement, the organization says those people get firearms from theft, straw purchasing, or family and friends. Although the legislation states it prohibits a national gun registry, the NRA says expanding background checks is a step toward transforming the system into such a registry. Executive Director Chris Cox says if gun control groups were serious about solving underlying problems, they would work to reform what he calls a broken mental health system, not attack gun owners' rights. Giffords' husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, joined the press conference. Together, they have formed Americans for Responsible Solutions. Kelly said in Washington, D.C., in the 16 states that require background checks on all handgun sales, 46% fewer women are shot to death by intimate partners, while there are 48% fewer firearm suicides and 48% fewer police officers are killed by handguns.
And when Missouri repealed its background check law in 2007, you know what happened? So they had a law that required background checks for all handgun sales, and they repealed it. And in the next year, gun homicides went up by 25%.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.